The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft LA. You can get all of your cool and customized film gear there. Like this chair we got with the nice horror at the store logo in the back, which is awesome. You can find them at filmcraftla.com and follow them on Instagram at filmcraftla. Guys, welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and I'm so excited to have this amazing actress. She's a special effects makeup artist. If you recall, during the Scream episodes, I had my throat slashed. She has no affiliation with the Comedy Store at all. She definitely is not a server here. We don't really know how she's affiliated, but she is here a lot. She's kind of hanging around in the back, you know?
4 or 5 times a week.
Yeah, but it's not, she's not working at all. Lenny. Nunez.
The dramatic.
Of course, we had to be. Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm great. I'm a little sunburnt. We went to the Pride Parade yesterday and... Mm-hmm. It was really fun. It was a lot of choices that were made that were not right. My skin is currently burning right now, but it was fun.
Yeah, it wasn't really sunny. It was more just like cloudy, but those cloud burns,
yeah,
they will sneak up on you.
Yeah, I am feeling it today.
Yeah, yeah, you're feeling a little burnt. You're feeling a little, it hurts a little bit. Yeah. So you're a big horror fan, right?
Yeah, it's interesting because it's a different kind of horror films. Like, I don't like, I love gory makeup, which is what I love to do, but I don't like gory movies.
Okay.
No Saw. Don't ever invite me to watch any of those films. But I like horror movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not a fanatic because, like, if you start asking me questions, I wouldn't know how to answer
them. That's fair. That's fair. I mean, sometimes also me with that, because I'll be like, oh, I love the genre. And then I'll be like, wait, I don't know anything about this.
Yeah.
So sometimes it'd be like that. But, you know, when you were like, do you want to go see the Boogeyman together?
Yeah.
I was like, yes, I do.
Yeah.
Let's freaking go. Again, normally I don't go to see movies with people who are on the podcast because I'm like, I don't want to spoil it. But you were like, we're not going to talk about it.
We just left.
Well, we left the movie theater and immediately started getting followed by a homeless man.
Yeah.
And that was kind of scary.
Right from the entrance of the theater. Mm-hmm. We just started walking opposite way. He just following us.
Yeah, and and I'm like, you can go, sir. He's like, no, we're walking together. I'm like, we're not. We're not.
He got in the middle of us and next to you. And I was like, all right, okay, let's just stop walking and wait.
Yeah, we're just gonna hang out
and
for
I
a second.
And I drove you to the parking lot because I was like, I'm not.
Yeah, it was a little scary. And then we got a shit ton of snacks.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Okay, so this is the thing about me. I don't really talk in movies, mm-hmm. but my issue is I need snacks. I need to be eating something. So it was multiple things and they're all loud.
Yeah, normally I'm like, oh, popcorn, maybe. Lenny was like, can we get a large? She's like, do you want a large? Let's get a large popcorn, nachos, and a pretzel. And we opened the nachos like midway through the movie.
We were trying to find the perfect sound time.
And then everything was everywhere. Yeah. And it was great. It was wonderful. Yeah. I've never had that many snacks during a movie. So I thank you for, you know, enlightening me with that experience.
That's one thing I don't mind spending money is on food.
Oh, yeah. Why not? I love it. It was great. It was great. The boogeyman. Good old boogeyman. Yeah. What are some of your thoughts you had this lovely movie?
Okay, so the previews were great.
Yes.
This is why.
The trailer
was great, and that's why I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wow, this actually looks like it might be a little suspenseful.
Yeah. But.
And then we went.
And then.
Okay, so the actress, the little girl, she was great.
Yes, the little girl,
she was phenomenal.
Yeah,
I found her more like a comedy, like a spoof in a way. Cause...
You're like, it's not that scary. I mean, the way they were just really hammering home, like the main character, or like the main family.
Yeah.
The mom just died.
Yeah.
We don't know exactly when. They're like, yeah, she just died, but there was a funeral, but she hasn't been back at school.
Yeah.
But they're like, she just died, but it sounded like months. Mm-hmm. But also, it could have been a day. Like, there was really no time frame about, like, when the mom died. But the film was just hammering home, the mom is dead, just in case you forgot.
Yeah.
She be dead.
Yeah, that was kind of, like, the main point of it.
Yeah, yeah. And then they had this whole side thing of, oh, the boogeyman. And we're like, okay.
Yeah, because it started with the other family and like how they found out if there was a kid that was killed on the first minute.
Which was hilarious. Yeah. It was, the opening kill is just, you know, the little toddler in the crib, and you see the door opening and you hear the boogeyman being like, it's just me, it's your dad, and then you just see like the blood and then it's like the boogeyman and you're like, okay,
it was cheesy.
It was
you
great.
And I giggled a lot.
Oh yeah,
for,
we're just like, so funny.
It was like every other, and it was just like the moments that they made it intense, like that, like the boogeyman, and I was like, oh god, no.
you're like well, here we go. This movie was actually supposed to be straight to Hulu, I believe. It wasn't supposed to be in theaters, but it did so well during test screenings that they're like, we should give it a theatrical run. And that was interesting. I don't know, I think that was a choice.
Yeah, because I said the trailer was great.
Oh, the trailer scared the shit out of me. That's why I was like, I that need
light,
to see it.
The light thing was like the scariest part.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're not scary, but it was like the most like, oh shit. But then when they actually showed the boogeyman, it made it a little funny.
Yeah. The showing the creature in like small increments and not showing the full thing is scarier because you don't know what the boogeyman looks
that
like.
That was smart.
But then when the main character, when she traces over the first family's drawing.
Yeah.
It was Spider-Man. It was literally Spider-Man. I was like, they're afraid of Spider-Man. They're Tom Holland.
Yeah, it was like the black, the one that was a black Spider-Man, the suit, right?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. it was. And then at the end, like when it opens the mouth, what was that?
Yeah, because then like that part, I forgot. I actually forgot about that. So thank you for bringing that up. The boogeyman had another man inside of him. and hands came out.
Yeah.
And then like another man.
Then it was like another thing showing. It was like half like of a skin of something. I was like, but what is it?
It was giving. Have you seen Smile?
Yes. No. I didn't.
Okay. Well, then I won't spoil it. But there's a part. Yeah. So the end in Smile. That's like the Smile creature. It looked like that, mm-hmm. but also, it.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Like giving that creature where there's something else inside of his mouth.
Yeah.
It was giving that. But that part was.
I get it. But I was like, I still, like, I heard, like, the voices, which I guess was the souls of the people that Boogeyman would. Because that's what it did, right?
Yeah.
But then, okay, so this is what's confusing.
Yeah.
This whole movie? The whole thing. First minute, it starts by the kid killing the kid, right? And it was like the blood, like the old school movies. Yeah. But then in the end, the way it lived was sucking the soul out of the people. So there was no killing.
Yeah, so why is it killing? What was the blood? That's confusing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's the thing is that it, like, because it showed it sucking the soul out of the girl, right? But he never sliced anybody or killed anybody.
Then who did the killing?
Exactly.
Actually was the dad.
The one hand that popped out of the
thing. It actually was the dad, literally. Oh, man. I mean, that, you know, that dad was, he was crazy. He came in. Also, I know that psychologists have, you know, their own practices and stuff, but the balls to do it in your house.
Yeah.
To have your office in your house and have patients come in and out. That seems like a HIPAA violation for yourself.
And that
seems scary.
You leave the door open? Because how did the guy come in?
Yeah. Again, horror movie 101, lock your doors. I know. Yep.
I would never understand. I have never lived, or maybe I just always live in a hood. Because I have never lived anywhere that people are like, just leave it unlocked.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. My parents, they live in a suburb, and they're like, we need to lock the doors. And I'm like, we live in the, like... There's nothing happening here. There's like literally nothing happening here. And if there is, it's like children. And they steal patio furniture and move it to another patio. And that's it.
Yeah.
And we're like, ooh,
just like Amazon got packages.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, that's about it. I'm like, everyone else, chill. We're fine.
But yeah, so that like annoyed me because I was like, how do you get in? Why is your door open?
Mm-hmm.
And then he already looked terrifying. You're not going to tell him. Okay, let's talk. I'm going to have a panic button or the phone, like call 911 real quick. You're not just going to sit with this guy that's soaking wet with like bruises and whatever and talking about. It pisses me off. Like, I was like, why?
I love when he was like, shut it. And the dad was like, I'm sorry. He's like, the door. Shut the door. I'm scared of the dark. I mean, the boogeyman is in the closet. I don't know if you had that when you were little, about being scared of like the dark or like a closet or something.
The closet thing, it is a little scary to me.
Yeah. Still?
Still.
Okay.
Honestly, so I'm not afraid of the dark because I'll fall asleep wherever or whenever.
Yeah.
But I do go to sleep with the lights on.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So you, but if I turn, like, it's just like, I think it's laziness. I'm like, I don't feel like getting up and
turning fair,
it off.
Fair.
But I would, but I've always slept with the lights on.
Okay. Interesting.
No problem.
Okay. So you're full on doing the little girl's thing of like hugging the moon.
Yeah.
Her entire room is like lit up.
That little girl
like,
has to have headaches because the light is really on her face.
She's literally she's like, has the light. She's she like, this light. Is. I'm staring into the moon.
That
it's
is
like,
not
why
safe.
Are you staring into the moon? I don't know.
That's not
the
safe.
Moonlight. Well, look at that moonlight. Yeah, there it is. I'm like kind of afraid of the dark, but it's mostly like, oh, it's in the dark.
Yeah.
You know, because regardless of if there's actually something there or not, you see things move, and you're like, I know it's just my imagination, but I think there's something there. I had my dad remove my closet doors when I was little because I was so terrified there was something in there. And still to this day at my parents' house, I don't have closet doors.
It's the trauma of all the movies that have like the sound. That's terrifying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, I've seen shadows before
at
my grandma's house and whatever, but my light was on.
Yeah.
It was just a shadow of another place in the house, like from the hallway.
Yeah.
So it's It's not the dark, it's the sounds, I think, the creepier thing about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because if the lights are on and I hear something, I'm going to be equally as scared if the lights are off and I hear something. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Because then I'm going to see it in the light and that's even more scary.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to see you in the every little detail.
I need to see it. Yeah, I need to see. So there are some days where I'll go to bed, I'll turn off all the lights, and then I'll just be on my phone and I'll just see, like, I'll think I'll see something. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to sleep with all the lights on. You know what? That's fine. Tonight's going to be one of those nights where I just sleep with everything on.
Yeah.
It's okay. That's fine. That's fine. No one's going to judge me. It's going to be totally fine. Adults can have night lights. That's okay.
And then, okay. So then its thing was, it was souls, right?
Yeah.
So I know they said a detail about, like, it starts talking like the thing that you're thinking about.
Yeah, it
starts like,
And they were really hammering home that, like, her mom is dead. And then you find out that, oh, this, the boogeyman, like, the first family's mom,
she died.
She did die in the end from the boogeyman. Cause,
oh, wait, that's right. She was alive in that. Okay, that's right.
But because she, we'll get into that in a second because that was hilarious.
That's another thing that pisses me off.
But she said that the boogeyman preys on people who have, like, trauma right now. And they, I don't know what the trauma they had initially. Or wait, no, I think that, their first child die of, like, some, their first child, like, died of some disease of, was it SIDS?
I honestly don't remember.
I think it was something like that. And then the next two kids were killed by the boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, it feeds on the trauma.
Yeah.
So again, it's a metaphor for trauma. You're like, okay, just let it be scary. Why does it have to mean something? You know?
It was, where did the name boogeyman come from?
I don't know. It's, I also, when there, I have this thing where if, in any movie, if they say the title of the movie, that's where you should stop the movie.
Yeah.
So they're like, they call it The Boogeyman. End movie. Done. That's it. That's it. End the movie. You don't need to see anymore. We got it. It's silly. It's not scary. Yeah. The whole movie.
It was like the dramatic part. I think I was just like reenacting. It was like the dad when they were like, oh, who was it? It was like,
The Boogeyman.
And he just like looks straight. And I was like, oh, no.
You're like, okay. Well, there it goes. Nope, that's not
that's
it.
That's it. And I think we both, like, chuckled.
We're like, okay, here we go. Yep.
That's why I took a big bite of my pretzel.
That was a good pretzel. It was okay. It was. Yeah. I've had better pretzels.
Yeah, it wasn't warm enough.
Yeah. That was shame.
Disappointing.
True shame. So the first family's mom, of who had the toddler who splattered everywhere for some reason, the main character, she goes to, like, find out, like, more about
stupid.
But she walks into the house and there's just fucking candles everywhere, and how is there not a fire? And then towards the end of the movie there's even more candles. And I'm
my
like,
thing is, okay, this is like the other part that pissed me off.
Yeah.
The boogeyman turns off the lights when it's getting closer.
Yeah.
So how was that protecting her this whole time? Because that's all she had on when the girl visited the lady. Like,
yeah.
That's what she was like, the candles. She's like, the light is like saving me, right?
Yeah. Because she doesn't have a flashlight. She doesn't have anything.
She didn't. She just had the gun.
She's like, this is good. This is enough to protect me. It's not. It's, I think.
And then, like, because. That's like the only thing, the source of light that she had. Mm-hmm. She had that like lamp, but that was only in the bottom.
Yeah.
And then she had a camera in the closet for sexy pictures.
In case anybody came in and.
Yeah, she's like,
it's a Polaroid. And then, you know. God. And at one point, she, like, traps the main girl. She's like, here, I'm using you as live bait. We're going to catch the boogeyman. And I'm like, the boogeyman. First of all,
I would have gotten the little girl to fight her because we saw how that little girl
fought
her bigger sister.
Oh my God. She like,
it was full on.
She just kicked her in the shin, but the sound effects made it sound way harder than it should have. Yeah. Like someone was, she was hit like with like a club. It sounded like that. Oh my God. Insane.
It was a little girl this big.
Yeah.
Versus a high school girl that looks like she's in college.
Yeah.
And then this little girl beat her to the floor. Like she was on the floor looking she's like a, you know, like the dolls like, that break like halfway.
Yes.
That's what she looks
oh
like.
Oh my God. You're like, damn, bitch. Like, what are you feeding this like elementary school girl?
I would have brought her to the house to fight the lady.
Dude, yeah. She. Because
that girl's weak. The teenager's weak.
Teenager's weak. She's just trying to have friends over here and then just doesn't, you know, because her one friend who. She's like, oh, do you want to hang out? Let's do something. She's so like, no, it's been a lot since your mom died. She goes to school and she's wearing her mom's dress.
Yeah.
And then all of her other friends are like, oh my God, is that your mom's dress?
Oh my God.
That's so embarrassing. Didn't she just die? Yeah. That's super weird. Why are you wearing your dead mom's clothes? Like, why are you? Jesus.
It gave it very like, oh, so you agree. If you think you're pretty. So with a dress.
Yeah. That you're from your dad.
I like that. I'm like,
from your dad mom. Super silly.
And one of the girls like, oh no, you were my friend, but you started hanging out with the cooler girls. And I was like, oh. It's like, I thought this was gonna be a great movie. And it just gave it very like early 90s, like when we were little, we were like, oh, she said her other friends are cooler than her.
Oh, shit, oh. Got him.
It's a fight. No.
No, it was bad. It was it was bad. I will say, though, something I did realize after watching this is there's not many men in the film.
No.
It's a female-driven film. There's not a female or a male love interest at all. It's just about...
Maybe the boogeyman.
The boogeyman's the man. Because he's trauma. Because he feeds
and
off
that's
trauma.
What we love.
Because we love men because they give us trauma.
We want to fix them.
And we want to fix them.
That's why she went back to the house to see if she found him there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I like it.
Yeah, right? Everything connects. Everything
makes
sense.
It's a rom-com.
Honestly, it might be. But I was surprised. I was like, oh, because normally there's... This movie could have easily added some male love interest. Easily. Easily. It would have fit in seamlessly. But they didn't. And I thought that was interesting. True. But this is also a Stephen King short story that was turned
like,
into a movie. And I don't know if it's his best one, but that's okay.
I think this is the one they started trying out, the AI writers.
Yeah, they definitely were like, we're going to...
Those lines were very cheesy.
She has trauma. Lots of trauma.
Feeds off of trauma and has the voice of whoever you're thinking about.
Mm-hmm. And then in the end, you know, they, of course, fight the big boogeyman. They fight the boogeyman. And that they set the whole house on fire and they're just standing there as the whole basement engulfs in flames. And they're just like, it's, I don't know what was in that fire, or like what if the boogeyman is like more flammable, because everything just went up so quick. And then the little girl, or the main girl, she sees her mom's dress.
Yeah.
And it's like being in flames, and she's like,
she goes back. It's like the dramatic
goodbye, mom. And then she runs up the stairs. They run out of the house. The whole house is on fire now. I'm like, it has been literally 5 minutes.
Yeah.
What is in the boogeyman's web?
Time wasn't a good thing here, because also after she almost died fighting with that lady.
Yeah.
She decides to like. First of all, walk very slowly.
Yeah.
Back to her family.
Yeah.
If I almost got killed, because she fought, like, she got the shotgun, the boogeyman almost ate her.
Yeah.
There was a fight. So many things happened. The moment I get out, I'll be like, mom, I almost died. You know, like.
Well, she can't call her mom.
I mean, oh, sorry.
Call her mom.
Too soon. The dad. she'll call her
the dad.
Well, it was like in my experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no. Okay.
You're good.
We're going way too far. Well, She should have called her family, be like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Because she left her sister in the hospital.
Yeah.
And her dad not knowing where she went.
Mm-hmm.
So then she's just chilling, walking, taking a stroll at the park.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when her father says that they're home.
Mm-hmm.
How far was this that she started running?
Dude, yeah.
And the sister was already in the closet with the light.
Yeah.
And the dad was getting, it had been already. An hour.
Literally. And
minimum.
Okay, so if you're...
And she saved him.
Regardless, with adrenaline, you're going to get tired. Mm-hmm. And you're going to need to stop for a second and take a breather and walk.
Yeah.
I don't think that's... I mean, again, it's a movie. But yeah, she got there instantly. And I'm like, wow. Flash?
She wasn't out of breath.
No. She wasn't sweaty.
Nothing. Damn. Look she at looked her. Cleaner than wow. how she left.
Who knew?
And then... So she gets there and the dad is like getting his soul sucked out. So she had enough time to speak to her younger sister.
Yeah.
Look better than what she looked before. Mm-hmm. Save her dad.
Yeah.
How?
It doesn't make sense.
The math ain't mathing.
The math ain't mathing. That's this whole movie, honestly. I think I have a couple more questions. Oh, but no. I'm mad at this movie.
Yeah, me too.
I'm mad, and that's all I can say. It had the potential to be so good, mm-hmm. and it wasn't. Oh, this is one thing. This is what I was gonna say. The end song. Okay, they chose "Burning Love" by Elvis, mm-hmm. and I thought that was a missed opportunity because they could have played so many other songs, mm-hmm. and I wrote a list.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's only three. It's only three songs. All of them have Boogie Monster in the title because obviously, okay.
Well, it couldn't be cheesy. The movie wasn't cheesy. So song can't be cheesy.
So, what was the song? There's a song called The Boogeyman or Boogeyman. And that one's like older and it's, what is it? Oh my God, I don't even remember what it's called. Boogeyman, I'm gonna look it up. But otherwise, the Boogie Monster by Gnarls Barkley.
There we go.
I got a monster in my closet. Literally was in the closet. It's perfect.
That's where they made the movie from.
Right.
The lyrics.
Literally. I'm like, this would be so much better.
I guess they should sue the movie.
I think they should.
Because they chose the lyrics.
The Elvis song just didn't make sense. And it wasn't. I get he went up in flames. But like. That would have made more sense for Smile at the end. And then the main one, honestly, the Boogeyman by the Jackson 5. That one is like a bop.
Yeah.
But it's also like the Boogeyman's gonna
get you. I'm telling you, it was AI.
Yeah,
since it
literally.
Was Burning House, then Burning.
Burning Love. But it's also Burning Love. What is it, the love because of the mom? That's just, there's a lot of questions that aren't being answered. And...
Oh wait, another thing. That psychiatrist.
Yes. Oh my
God. She was scarier than the Boogeyman.
She was scarier than the Boogeyman.
Her, when she was looking, first of all,
they were like, okay, we're gonna go to the psychiatrist, and the little girl. So the main girl had a little sister, mm-hmm. and she was afraid of the dark, mm-hmm. and always thought there was monsters in the dark. So they're like, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to face that fear right now, which seems like the worst thing someone could.
It's like
No preparing. We're doing it right now. So we're going to turn off all the lights and we're going to have this little red light in the middle and it's going to blink. And, you know, it's going to get progressively longer in between blinks, mm-hmm. until it's pitch black. And she literally Peter Pants.
Yeah.
She pissed herself.
It reminded me of, you remember Maury? When people would come with the most weirdest phobias.
Yes.
I'm afraid of cotton. They're like, bring out the cotton.
Here we go. Bring it out.
You're going to deal with it right now and you don't have a choice.
Yeah, this is it. And
the little girl's like, shake. If I see my little sister, like literally shaking, sweating, she's like, I'm not going to continue it.
Yeah, we're done.
Brave. You're doing it.
You're doing so great. And then meanwhile, the psychiatrist is in the corner, like moving to
with
her
the glasses.
And she's like, she's doing the full... Kubrick stare, like, here we go.
It was the lighting and the glasses, just like the mm-hmm. glare. And I was like, is she the Boogeyman?
I was like, I kind of hope she's the Boogeyman. That'd make it better.
Yeah. That would make it a whole, like, oh shit. She's been with them this whole time, trying to work with their minds. Mm-hmm. She's been fucking with them.
I think that'd be better. And then in the end, the whole family goes to therapy because that was the whole thing of like the dad. Doesn't want to talk about the death of
men.
The mom. They don't want to talk about their feelings. They don't like it.
Go see a therapist.
Go see a therapist. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're not. But you know what? It doesn't hurt to try. But and she goes in and she, as they're leaving, she hears, oh, would you mind coming back in for a second? And she goes in,
yeah,
and she sees the closet opening, and she's about to open it, and the therapist comes back, and she's like, what's up? Do you need something?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, that was the boogeyman. That wasn't.
He's alive.
He's alive. Sequel. Boom. Done. I was like, what's the sequel going to be on? Who's going to die now that you have? What trauma do you have now?
Oh, I thought that was a perfect moment to make it known that the therapist is the boogeyman.
That would have been so much more fun.
She would have come in and she's like, I'm going to kill you. And I would be like.
Yeah. She starts making house calls as well.
Or like the boogeyman. Or they do it very Scooby-Doo-ish, mm-hmm. that when she takes off the mask.
She like crawls out. It like, yeah, 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 yeah. Just like, I'm the boogeyman. You're like, oh. But then her head is in the boogeyman's head, like eats her head.
So it's just like, and then a it whole, like,
yeah. It's, a
it's
whole,
like a domino effect. They just keep coming out.
Yes, and it's just yeah, like, yeah. It's infinite
art.
Boogies.
It's art.
Wow, I think they should have hired us, but instead they said AI is better. This is why we need writers. This was actually probably written by a person, which is unfortunate. could have. Now here's the question: do you think AI could have written it better?
I don't think so. I mean, no, it could have gotten better because it was too cheesy.
Yeah, it was really cheesy. You know what? I will say though, there was one jump scare that got me.
I think we both. Well, I jumped at first, and I was like, oh, God, it's so early.
Which one?
I think it was more the sound.
Okay. I think it was when, so the main girl invites her friends, which I don't know, over, and they lock her, and we didn't even talk about this, they lock her in the room where the first dad in the first family comes to seek the dad because he's a therapist, mm-hmm. and he's like, I need help. And he goes wandering around the house, and the daughter ends up finding him hanging himself, or actually
they both caught him,
supposedly hanging himself in her mom's art studio.
You see,
no blood.
What was the blood?
PG-13.
But the little kid died in the beginning with blood, like it was sliced.
Yeah.
It was a dad.
Yeah, who knows? It was a dad. But, and he had trauma from that, maybe. Honestly, I'm seeing it now. But her friends lock her in that room and with all of the lights off, and something like jumps out. And
yeah.
I wasn't expecting it because I was expecting it to be from somewhere else. And I think it jumped out from someplace else.
Yeah.
And it was just a lot.
I don't know how those other girls are alive. I would have fought them so hard.
They are awful. Even her actual friend was terrible.
It's like, oh, we were trying to open a door. I swear.
It was super hard. I'm like, you're clearly not hard enough. Come on, girls. Let's go.
And another thing. Oh, there's another one. Because the daughter finds a blunt from her mom's artwork.
Yes.
It's she's like a little mini blunt.
We got drugs.
She's like, I got just like, whoa, actual drugs? And she's like, yeah. And then it's like a little mini blunt. First of all, if I find my mom's blunt somewhere, I'm not gonna give a person to the first hit. Like my mom's lips were there. Like
yeah, I would save it. Honestly, yeah. I'd be weird and save it.
And then it goes like, okay, I got it.
And she's like, wow, clearly you don't know drugs. And then she threw up. Oh, we forgot to talk about this. Yeah. And then the tooth.
The tooth.
The little girl in the beginning is like, I have a loose tooth.
Yeah.
And
it had all the cheesy things all you could ever.
All the like, cheesy. You're like, she's got a loose tooth.
My mom used to do it like this.
And they're like, we're going to do it this way. Yeah. And so they tie a string around and put it to a door. Have you ever done that one?
No. My mom never had any like remorse. She's like, we're going to take it out.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like... Yeah.
No mercy. Just rip it out. Yeah, yeah. I honestly would, as soon as I found it was loose, I would just keep going at it until I could take it out. I loved it. Oh my God.
I hate it.
Loved it. No. It was weird. I was that weird kid. But I wanted to have them taken out at school. Mm-hmm. Or I wanted to, because then you would go to the nurse's office.
Yeah.
And they'd give you this little like treasure chest. You could put your tooth in. And I think my mom still has all my baby teeth.
My mom has all of my teeth.
Which apparently you're supposed to have them, because if you are to get lost or whatever, or they can't find your body, they have
Well, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, they have, you know.
They should do a scary movie about that.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
No, let's do
AI.
It.
AI?
AI, we're not. We're going to do it right now. We're going to do it right now.
It's done.
It's done.
As we're speaking, it's already
done.
Ready.
It's done. But the boogeyman made the main girl swallow the tooth, and then she puked it back up.
Yeah, because when they slammed a door and it took it out, which mm-hmm. the little girl almost fought her sister again.
Literally, it was the boogeyman's fault. She was
like, how dare you? She's like, I don't know what happened. It was the wind.
Yeah, it was the wind, yeah.
And like the tooth just like slowly came in there.
Yeah, the boogeyman dragged the tooth. Yeah. And then it was inside the main girl, and that was just kind of...
And the friend flushed it. I'm like, I would have questions.
I know you don't want to look because you're like, oh, it's puke.
No,
but
she
also
literally
like,
looked at this. She said, so we're going to go. And I was like, I would have been like, what is.
Why'd you just throw up a tooth?
Is
that yours? Did you just lose a tooth? Girlfriend.
Let me see
your
teeth. Let me just check.
Smile?
Like, you know, like, I would have so many questions.
Yes. Yeah.
But no, that was just something normal.
Because no one's going to ask those questions. Because it's better if we don't ask at this point. She's already, you know, she's caught having a fit. She just cried a lot and punched one of the girls. She's psychotic.
And
clearly.
She slapped her.
Oh,
she should have punched.
She should have punched her. I would have punched her. She needs help.
If I tell somebody died in here, first of all, I would move.
Yeah, yeah. Immediately move.
My mom and a guy and my sister saying something. No. Let's leave.
Yeah, we're all done. We're done. Bye-bye.
But they stayed there. And I tell my friends that somebody died there and you close the door on me. You think you're going to just walk out of my house?
Yeah. Also, it's my house. And then she's like, your daughter's crazy, telling the dad. And I'm like, I've been there. I've had parents be like, your child's crazy. And I'm like, look, I was hungry. I'm going to be honest with you. I needed a snack. And I had a snack and I was fine. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I was hangry. I just didn't know. I'm so sorry. But now I know. Now I'm like, oh, I think I need a snack. And that's, you know, you're not you when you're hungry.
You're not.
You need a Snickers.
Yeah.
Snickers.
I mean, my parents are very old school Hispanic. So mm-hmm. they never trusted friends over.
Okay.
It was like trust issues. Or me, somebody else's house.
Okay.
But if somebody calls me crazy, I think those are, why are they not punching them? Why are they just walking out and you're going to let them talk about you like this?
Yeah.
Like, they will be that parent.
Okay.
Yeah, that was just it was a disappointment.
Yeah. So overall, it wasn't the best movie we've ever seen. It had moments of... Okay, this is interesting. It did have a couple cool shots, I will say.
Yeah.
Like when the little girl, she puts her little moon nightlight. She like rolls
yes.
it under the bed. And then she goes to look
That's
under.
That's where I jumped.
And she flipped. Yeah, because
That's
you
where
see
I jumped.
The... she rolled it and she did roll. And I was like, stop rolling the fucking moonlight. It's gonna... We know what's going to happen.
That's what I'm saying. The sound is the scary part.
Yeah, yeah. The sound was the scariest part. They did a great job with the sound design.
Like, just like the sound of the ball just rolling down.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I...
Yeah, you see the weird little, you know, Spider-Man looking thing. Yeah.
And also when she was on the couch.
Yes.
She saw the reflection on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because the light is what's scary. So she just like stood there. She did great.
She
that
did
little
great.
Girl was a great actress.
She was great. She did what she needed to do.
When it showed like the reflection just going around and then she stopped and then she looked out and it had like the little eyes just like sticking out. That was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. I don't know if I believe in the boogeyman anymore though.
No.
After this movie. It's definitely fake. I was like, oh, I'm going to be scared to like go home and go to sleep. I'm like, honestly, I'd laugh.
Yeah.
I'd laugh.
And it's the name. It should have changed.
They
should have named it something else. And in the movie called The Boogeyman, it would be better.
Yeah. The Boogeyman. End movie. Just immediately end it. That's, yeah. So out of 10, what do you think?
I think... a 4 just because of the good parts
that
I had. And the girl was great.
Yeah.
She was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Because also I think I'm used to the dad being in comedy because he was from the Mindy Project.
Okay.
He was a great person there. Like, it was a comedian character. So, I don't know. A 4.
Yeah. I also gave it a 4. It had its moments where I think the overall, like, sound design was in. Like,
yeah.
Sound was really, really good.
Sound was great.
There were a couple shots that was good. Overall, though, the you know, it was about a girl coping with the death of her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then the side story was, there's a boogeyman.
Yeah.
And I would have liked more of just the boogeyman and, you know, had, I don't know. But
yeah.
it did what it
had potential.
It was made. And we did go see it. And that was what we did.
You're just like making movies of all of our childhood memories. And I guess the boogeyman was Chupacabra. That would be scarier.
Yeah. Hey.
AI, let's go.
Let's do it. Let's make it.
I think. Yeah. 4.
Yeah.
4. Yeah. I was going to say something wrong.
Locking it in at 4. Well, thank you for being here today. Where can the people find you?
At Lenny Penny on Instagram. I just noticed there was a lot of different side of me, so I'm okay, guys.
You're okay.
Trust me. You will see a lot of different versions of me back to back, but Lenny Penny.
Lenny Penny, amazing. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
You're a delight. Yeah. Oh, yes. That was the good old throat slash you did on my throat for the Scream episodes. But you're the best, and you know who else is the best? Our sponsor, Filmcraft LA. They are wonderful. You can find them at filmcraftla.com or on Instagram at filmcraftla. Stay spooky, friends, and if you sleep with a nightlight, that's okay.
Don't hug it. You'll get a headache.
I'm
concerned about that.
The real advice from this movie. Yeah. Don't hug it. You're going to get a headache. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys.